Connor, how do you look back at your first full year as being, quote unquote, a number one netminder in the NHL?
Well, you know, I've learned a lot, and I know what I need to improve on, and I'm going to have a really big summer.
What are some of those things that you want to improve on this summer, then?
Well, you guys know I don't like to tell everyone because I don't like weaknesses out there, but, you know, there's a lot to my game that I have improved this year, and there's a lot that I like, and there's a lot that I need to continue improving on. So I think the product you're going to see next year is a lot better than you saw this year.
How challenging were the lows for you this year and trying to get through them, I guess, mentally at least?
Yeah, you know, that's the hardest part about being a goaltender is the mental battle you go through. Everyone talks about it, but you don't really understand it unless you go through it. And, you know, sometimes you have to go through it in order to learn from it. So now if any low happens next year, I know how to bounce right back from it.
Was this year what you expected it to be?
No. You know, I think, like I said, I've learned a lot and I expected to learn a lot. But I wanted to make playoffs, and we're not too far out of playoffs. I mean, right now we're at 3 wins away. So, you look back on it, there's a lot that we could have improved on. But we're talking 3 wins. You know, like, that's going to happen. That's going to happen with time and the group that we have.
What's the biggest challenge in taking on that number one role, Connor, for young goalie?
The biggest challenge? Yeah, you know, there's so much to it. You got to address the media all the time, and you got to be held accountable all the time, and you can't let your lows get low, and you can't let your highs get high. You really got to work on that consistency, and that's where I'm going with my game.
All right, if they decide to bring in competition, whatever that may be, is that something, what would you take that assign as?
You know, competition's good. Drives us to be better, and I'm a team player, so if it helps the team, it helps the team, and I'm happy. At the end of the day, if they bring competition, you know, I'm going to work. I'm going to work hard, and I'm going to keep doing my thing.
Fast forward a couple of years, I'm having a good year with the Moose. You were ready to kind of take that step. I know kind of Brian said or asked a similar thing, but did you expect the load to be this big? I mean, you seemed ready, but obviously, you know, an up and down season. Did you expect it to be the way that it was? Was it challenging in other ways that maybe you didn't think that it would be?
Well, you never realize how long things get dragged out. Sometimes pucks don't go your way. That's the end of it. But here, sometimes you kind of get the sense that you can't let the pucks bounce the wrong way. But at the end of the day, it just happened. It's a game. You know, no one expects the same pucks to bounce the same way, you know. He's got to forget about it and move on.
Would you like to have more competition this year in goal? Like, somebody maybe to push you a little bit more instead of maybe being handed that number one role?
I don't think I was handed it. I think Hutchinson's a good goalie, and I think he showed it down this last stretch. And I don't want to make something that it's not, you know.
Maybe
we can be better. I think I'd be more consistent. I think I can be better, and you know, I'm going to say that for the rest of my career. I think I can be better in every single game, even on my shutouts. I think I can be better, but you know, let's not try to make this a big deal because we're getting better and we've showed that we're getting better, and you know, and be patient with us, and I think we're going to show some great things.
Yeah, I think it's just more of a veteran presence for you to kind of lean on, I guess, this year. You know, like Michael, kind of not as much experience as, say, maybe having Andre up here or something like that.
I really can't answer that question because I don't know what it's like. I mean, I had Budaj, and I don't think it was any different. Budaj's a great goalie, obviously, and I had a blast with him. But at the end of the day, it doesn't come down to what everyone else brings to you. It's whatever you do for yourself.
Why is it important for you to play at the Worlds?
It's important for me to kind of take some meaning into the game. Meaning is my game, and say I need to win, and I need to enjoy what I do. And that's what Worlds is. You go there and you have fun, and you kind of call it a vacation, but it's because you enjoy what you do.
Were there any times this year where you weren't enjoying what you were doing?
No. I mean, how about when I got pulled? I don't like being pulled, but that's just the nature of the game. And when I look back now and I can see how much I improved, and that really excites me because I know how much more I'm going to improve, and it's going to exponentially get better and better. And, you know, if I'm liking my game now, I can only imagine how I'm going to like it next year.